Christ told us that we are to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and He would add wonderful things to our life, ultimately eternal life in the kingdom. We know that's what we must seek first. But the challenge is we have a tendency to let other things get in the way of our true Christianity. I mean, is that the case in your life, in my life? You know, sometimes we have a tendency to think of ourselves as something more than a Christian, and we miss the true definition of a Christ follower, a disciple of Christ, an imitator of His. You see, all too often we may separate ourselves saying, well, I'm a male Christian, or I'm a female Christian. Now that might sound a little silly, but think about the other adjectives that sometimes we put in front of Christian. What about the fact that I'm a Republican Christian, or I'm a Democrat Christian, or I'm a rich Christian, or I'm a poor Christian, or I'm a long-time Christian, or I'm a liberal Christian, or I'm a conservative Christian. You see the problem with that? When we start adding to what God says the description of a true Christian really is, we run into problems. What we begin to do then, it means our identity is not first as a disciple of Christ. That means now I'm choosing human criteria as being more important than my true citizenship. And so Christ laid it out very specifically. We better seek His way first. Put those human standards aside and seek His way first. The Apostle Paul put it this way in Philippians 3:20. He said, "Our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." So let's be sure we're not putting other adjectives ahead of the word Christian and truly seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.